Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power Your Life radio show with host and success doc, Joanne White. Author, speaker, and certified coach, Doc White gets to the heart of what matters most. She features guests and experts to help you consciously create more success, health, and well-being in every area of your life, work, and relationships. They'll share their success stories, wisdom, and know-how to shine more light onto your day and into your life. Power your life right now. Here's Joanne White.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a powerful Wednesday. And I'm Dr. Joanne White. I'm really glad to be with you today. How many of you, how many of us, because I'm going to raise my hand here, how many of us have thought about, well, what do we need to do to have more money in our pocketbooks, have more investments, have more money in our bank accounts, whatever. And oftentimes we think, okay, it's about working harder, and I'm not here to dismiss that, or finding a new career, or going to school and getting more degrees. And again, I'm not dismissing anything that I just said, but we're going to find out about another way, something else that really can hold us back from bringing into our lives the abundance that we all deserve. And so part of it is, well, think about it. Think about that word deserve, because I'm going to get back to that in a little bit. And my special guest today is Lorraine Collier-Percy, known for a contagious passion for excellence. She is a motivational leader, an international author, speaker, and a life prosperity coach. She's also the president and CEO of Savvy Chicks Rule, which is a personal development company for women. Think about it. If it's life balance, financial management, Lorraine has been involved in helping women realize their true potential. She's an accountability partner to help them effectively implement strategies to live the life that they truly deserve. She's the author of Get Rich, Savvy Chick, Elevate Your Mind, and Keep Prosperity in Your Pocketbook. I love that, folks. And she's also co-authored The Power of Change, Reinventing Yourself at Any Age, and How to Break the Glass Ceiling Without a Hammer, Career Strategies for Women. She's also written dozens of e-books and advice columns, and we are very glad today to have Lorraine on our show. So welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. White. I appreciate the opportunity to be on your show.
Well, it's really a wonderful opportunity for not only for me, but for everybody, because we're going to first talk about, how you get started. I love this Get Rich Savvy Chicks. I love the name of the company. I also love the name of the book, and so we're going to get into that in a little bit. But what was the stim for that title for your company, for your organization?
Yeah. You know, when you think about, for me, being a woman, when I think about things that I'm trying to achieve in my life, and the word savvy just came into, you know, my mind, as far as, you know, when we accomplish things, we put a little savvy spin on it. And, you know, instead of saying, you know, savvy women, you know, sometimes chicks can be put in a negative spotlight, but I wanted to add some positivity to it and just add the spin on, you know, savvy chicks. You know, we're doing things. You know, women, we're just really doing things now. We're not sitting back and waiting on things to happen for us. So Savvy Chicks Rule just kind of came about, you know, in that sense when I was developing the organization.
Now, we're going to focus a lot on finances and prosperity. What does financial prosperity mean to you?
To me, it means being able to not only have enough money to pay all of your bills or to actually be debt-free and not really have any bills, and that even means your household. It means being able to, you know, if you want to schedule 5 trips a year, you can do that without, you know, worrying about the money issue. So I really want people to resonate and really believe and think about, you know, is this possible for them? Because I truly believe that it is.
Now, have you had your own financial struggles or anything that led you to really kind of make that shift and help other women with this?
Oh, of course I have. You know, being an adult, you get into a lot of things, and even before getting in adulthood, as a teenager or a young adult, society introduces you to so many things, you know, and I'm going to speak on credit cards, and that's just such an easy access to money to where we can buy all of the materialistic things that some of us really don't need. So I did, you know, I was one of those, you know, young adults who was mesmerized by all the credit and the things and, you know, that I could get. But, you know, all of that, it comes to a point where it falls. You know, it causes your financial life to suffer because you're not educated on, you know, what that really means as far as going out and extending credit like that. So I just really have a passion of teaching not only just women, but I think we should start with our kids on the importance of not getting into debt and not letting society, you know, run the money, your money mindset.
You know, I think that's so very important that what you just said, also about, not only about credit cards, but also about teaching our children, Lorraine, because I think that we need to not teach them about poverty, not teach them about not being able to have things, but teach them the sense of responsibility that you're talking about so that they don't run up debt. So I think that's great, and I think that's very important. So your book is called Get Rich, Savvy Chick. You already said it's not just for women. Who else could benefit from reading this book? What kind of people will actually be able to devour this book and get a lot out of it?
You know, it can be a successful business owner. You could be a financial manager at a top 500 company, a stay-at-home mom, you know, a PTA officer at your child's school. You can be a part of all kind of organizations. You know, some people think that, oh, you know, I make a lot of money. This book could not be for me. But I beg to differ because, you know, if you make a lot of money, are you keeping or investing or being able to give back with that money? You know, a lot of people think we make a lot of money and that's just, you know, it. But unfortunately, it's not. You can make $100,000 a year and not see a dime of it, or you can't even, you know, say, well, you know, what did I do with $50,000 of it? So I believe that this book was written for anyone, you know, who wants to become a better financial manager of their money and just learn ways of managing it so that they can have more of it and be able to give back.
You know, I think you hit upon something when you talk about people becoming their financial manager. So think about that, folks, because I think that puts a new light on, yes, we have our finances, but about thinking of ourselves as the financial manager. I think that's so critical, and I bet if we were to poll people, a lot of people out there aren't thinking in that way because it gives a lot more presence, more prominence, and yes, as you and I are talking about, more responsibility to what you're doing with your money.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's exactly true. I was going to say that's exactly true because sometimes we're so dependent on someone else you know, say for instance your banker. You know, you're depending on your banker to watch your bank account when in essence, I hate to say it, but I look at my bank account every day. Even if it's a penny off, I want to know what happened to it. Because a penny, you know, one penny today could, if you're not paying attention, could be, you know, compounded over a month or a year. It's a lot of money. So we as individuals have to make sure that we're being more responsible with our money and not relying on someone else to do it for us.
So beautifully stated, and I so agree. So let's get really into the book a little bit more and share some of the gems that are in the book that we can help people. I know, obviously, folks, you're going to have to buy the book. You're going to have to go there, but you can get some ideas today from our special guest. And if you're interested to hear more or even to ask questions, the guest call-in number is 805-285-9790. I see some people on the line. If you would like to speak to us, make sure that you let us know. Otherwise, it's great if you're just listening. That's wonderful. So how do we get this idea in our heads about money, about what it means to us? How does that start, and what are some of the views that we have about money?
Well, you know, primarily our thoughts and beliefs about money, they come from the information or the programming we received in the past, and it's especially when we were young. We got information from our parents, siblings, if they're older than us, authority figures. When we go to school, our teachers, our religion and culture, and even the media, society. So, when we're born, we're not coming out of the womb knowing anything about money. The fact is that we're all taught money, our money habits, by people who either don't have a lot of money or they have a lot of negative beliefs or emotions around money. So some of us really don't even know why we make the decisions that we make about money. We just do the best that we have with the information that we have. The problem I see with having that type of mindset is that it actually prevents us from realizing just how truly financially prosperous we can be. So it's really important to kind of, sit down and then think about, where did I, get that attitude about money from? Is it hurting me? Is it hindering me from moving forward? I think about it's a saying that Zig Ziglar, I don't know if you read any of his books or heard him speak, but he talks about where his wife, he go and buy this ham, and his wife cuts it off and puts it in the oven. He's like, well, honey, why did you do that? And she's like, well, I don't know. I did it because my mom did it. And he was like, well, let's call your mom and see why she's doing it, because I bought this, this prize ham, and it's looking good, and here you are cutting most of it off. And so she calls up her mom. Well, Mom, Zig and I are sitting here talking, and he bought a ham, and I'm getting ready to put it in the oven, and I cut it off because, that's what I saw you do, and, why were you doing it? And she was like, well, I don't know. She said, I did it because I saw my mom do it, So we have to, she's like, well, let's call Grandma. Why is Grandma doing it? Well, then Grandma said she did it because her pan was short and the ham was too big to fit in the pan. Okay, so we have to really think about some of the things that we do, and I talk a lot about money because, that's just my passion, financial management. But when you think about your mindset, it can relate to every area in your life, not just money. So we definitely have to look back at our information and the programming that we learn from our past.
That's so very, very valuable and important, and it reminds me of something that I actually witnessed. Two different homes. I was in one home, and a child's toy broke. And the mother said, oh, we have plenty more batteries. There are plenty more where that came from, which is sort of what you're talking about. So it created a mindset that there's always enough. Not only is there always enough, but there's always more. I was visiting another house, and the father was kind of chastising his son. He said, your friends come over and they're eating us out of house and home. And we've, people, those are familiar phrases, but basically what I was thinking when I was there, and it's kind of relates to what we're talking about, what were these parents transmitting to their kids? And so you're so right on about the thoughts and the mindset. So how do we change that? Because it's all, but we get all this programming and we're bombarded with it. And do we even know what it is? Sometimes we don't. Like you talk about that, it's unconscious. So what do we do?
Well, the first thing I would think is to, you know, and it, first of all, it boils down to if you want to change. A lot of people, you know, we get all this information and we pile it up, and I have to raise my hand on that because sometimes I've been known to be an information junkie. but until you actually make the decision that you're tired of being where you are, and you really want to change that, you have to, first of all, you know, there's quizzes and there's things that you can do to figure out where you are, or, you know, what your thinking habits are. And once you do that, that can kind of get you in the mindset of where you need to go to next. I highly recommend people using mentors or coaches or advisors to help them through this. It just alleviates some of the time, you know, to get to where it is you want to go. And it also helps because we don't know everything. But if you get in sync with someone who has, number one, been there, or have the skills to kind of take you to that next level or get you out of the rut that you're in, I always advise seeking help from someone. Myself, I have a money coach. I mean, even though I'm a coach, I have a money coach because, again, I don't know everything. So you have to make sure that you're inclined to surround yourself or be involved in the area in which you're trying to improve. So I always say, you know, look at yourself first. Do you really, you know what your money mindset is? Look at your income. Are you earning $25,000, $50,000? Are you earning $1 million a year? You mentioned something about, you know, working long hours every day or working hard, and there's truly nothing wrong with that. But when you think about having balance in your life, is there, you know, there's some sort of imbalance when you're working hard and long hours and you still don't have, you know, the money to enjoy your life? You have to look at your habits. Are you spending all your money? You know, or are you saving? You know, are you set up, you know, with some good, effective saving habits? Are you worrying about money all the time? Or is it really easy going for you? And, again, my money mindset and where, you know, my financial goals can be totally different from yours. You know the things that only you know, the things or the goals that you're trying to achieve in your life. Mine may be something different, so I cannot speak to yours. But once you do know what yours are, then you can strive, you know, to getting there. You mentioned about my book, and, you know, I wrote the book because it's just some things that I wanted to do to put out there to help women. And reading my book is just one stepping stone. It's not the, you know, overall, this is it, and, you know, once you read it, you know, you should be financially prosperous. No, that's not it. It's just one stepping stone to creating that financial prosperity that you're looking for. So, again, if you're truly wanting to move forward financially, seek out a mentor. You know, seek out an advisor, someone that's making money and giving back. And I must say, I just recently took Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace University. And I must say, it is an eye-opener. He talks about everything from saving to investing to preparing for, if you have kids, their colleges, your own retirement plans, buying your first home, and why renting is okay. You know, sometimes, you know, we get this, you know, our family or friends are, encouraging us, go buy a house. You know, you marry, why are you not in a house yet? And we think that we have to go out and go do that real quick and fast and in a hurry, and you don't. Renting is okay because it is a short-term fix if you're desiring to own your own home. Everybody might not want to even own their own home, but what I'm saying is we have to have some steps on moving forward in our financial mindset. We can't just think small or keep our mind closed to things that we can certainly have. But in order for us to have that, we have to start small and take those baby steps in growing financially.
You know, I think it's important also what you're talking about is in terms of having some kind of plan, some kind of system that you're creating for your finances. Now, I'm curious, what does a prosperity or a financial coach do?
Well, as a prosperity and financial coach, we actually do. We get down to, you know, what is your current money mindset? And we actually develop a plan for you to start implementing and getting and taking steps in improving your financial life. A lot of people, and I don't know, you get mixed reviews of setting goals. You know, some people say, yeah, set goals and, you know, make sure you're planning and writing them down. And I, from personal experience, I truly believe in setting goals. And you can set them as far out as to 10 years, you know, to 5 years, to 1 year. But what happens is sometimes when we set those goals, we want instant gratification. And something else that we have to learn is to be patient, because even though we set a goal, it's not going to happen overnight. We have to take small steps to do that. And as a financial coach, you know, the financial coach is that accountability partner. That's the person that's saying, okay, Dr. White, you said you wanted to have $1,000 this year, and how are you planning on doing that? So we kind of sit down and we talk about, you know, action steps that you're going to take in order to get that $100,000. So whether you're working, you know, for a company, or maybe you started your own business. We kind of look at, you know, avenues and to help you get to that. And having that coach, you know, it brings out ideas and things that you may not have thought of. Again, we just don't know everything, so it's always good to be able to bounce things off of people and to get other people's suggestions on how we can move forward. So
I totally agree with that in terms of having a coach. I have a coach too. I just don't have a coach that specifically deals with financial management. So I just think that's important for people to understand that you can have someone, I didn't mean to cut you off, who can really help focus you in that way. And it doesn't have to be your bank. It could be somebody that's totally there supporting you.
Yes.
So I'm going to see if any of these people, because we got a lot of people, if anyone's interested in asking questions, are you up for a question?
Sure.
All right, let's just see if they're just listening, which is great, or if they want to talk to us. Hold on. You're on the air. Hello? Hello? All right, maybe they don't want to talk to us. It's fine. I think it's fine just to listen, so I'm going to try one more, and then we're going to go back because this is a very, very interesting conversation, and I want people to get as much as they can out of it, and we could go on for a long time, but we have a shortened time. Hello, you're on the air. Hello? You have a question for us? All right, we're just going to let it be. So we've been talking about conditioning and getting influenced by you were talking about earlier, by family, by even religious leaders. What do we need to do to change that? And do we are we even aware of what those messages are?
You know, we are sometimes conditioned and taught by those people or, you know, things that influence us. And a lot of that happens when we are young. Think about, you know, stuff that you hear on the radio, watching television. Sometimes things that we've experienced in our households when we were young. I can, you know, kind of relate to hearing the saying, money's the root of all evil, or money doesn't grow on trees. You know, when you hear the ice cream truck and you're wanting to run outside and go get an ice cream, and, you know, your mom might have said, you know, well, I don't have any money. You know, go ask your dad. So we're conditioned to think, you know, those things, and it makes our, you know, when we think about money, it gives us a negative toward money, those statements, and it's, you know, it kind of lodges in our subconscious mind, and it really plays a vital part when it comes to our money mindset. Most of us tend to be exactly just like our parents or a combination of, you know, our parents when it comes to money. So for me and my household, money was never an issue because, you know, I was the only child, and my mom did her, I was, you know, grew up in a single-parent home, and my mom did her best, her absolutely best, to give me everything I wanted. And it wasn't really until, you know, I got it as a young adult that I realized, okay, we really weren't well off. You know, we were, in a sense, I won't say poor, but my mom just did what she had to do to keep food on the table. And then if I wanted a little, you know, this or that or some clothes and stuff, she still, you know, provided that for me. But I realized that we weren't really, you know, in a sense, you know, if, what we call rich. So I decided, you know, when I grew up, I made a commitment to myself that I wanted to be a better steward over my money. I wanted to learn how, you know, what money was and how to use it effectively and how to grow my money and be able to have money and give back. I truly believe that when you are financially prosperous, you are so, your mindset just changed to where you realize your true gift of giving to others that are not as fortunate or that are not as, you know, knowledgeable as you are when it comes to your finances. I don't even know if you know this, but I, back in 2008, I started a nonprofit organization called Mindset Matters. And through this organization, I teach youth how to effectively manage their money. I teach them about social skills and about, you know, credit and just being more responsible with their finances. And in a sense, through my, you know, nonprofit organization, that's my way of giving back to my community, you know, to the youth in my community, because I really wasn't taught that. And I want to reach as many, you know, youth as I can to empower them and equip them with the knowledge about money, so that they don't, you know, we are going to make mistakes, but, you know, if we can alleviate some of that, that's my purpose with that organization.
You know, I think that's so very important because as we're talking, most youth, children, don't learn that, or they get mixed messages, or they get some of the messages that you just talked about, money doesn't go on trees or whatever. But again, we're talking about having that fiscal, that financial responsibility. And so doing that, what you're doing with that nonprofit is just wonderful because they need to know it. And they don't need to wait till they're adults and it's like, oh, my God, I've just been maxing out a credit card because it was fun money. And a lot of people are still in debt because, like you said earlier, it's just, okay, here's free money. And then they don't recognize what it's going to take to pay it back.
Right.
And it oftentimes takes a lot of strategizing, and they should have known that sort of going into it. So I applaud your efforts with your nonprofit and teaching kids. Let's get a little bit back to your book because we only have a few minutes, and I want people to be able to find you, get a hold of this book and some of the other gems that you've written. So how do people get a hold of you and buy your products, buy your book?
They can certainly go to my website, and it's called SavvyChicksRule.com. And on the website, I just include a lot of good information when it comes to money, managing money in all aspects. If you're going on vacation, how to, look for vacation deals, if you're buying a house, just generalizing information. And then also, I just kind of include things that, resources that can help them move to a different level if they choose to. If anyone's interested in purchasing the book, I have that also set up, and it's on a different website, but it is set up on GetRichSavvyChick.com, and they can certainly go on there and grab the book. It's only $7.99. I wanted to make it affordable for people who really want to, get some assistance in that. And then also on that same website, the GetRichSavvyChick.com, there's a money quiz. So I would encourage anyone, if you don't even, grab the book, but just to go on there and take the money quiz, find out where you are, when it comes to money, what your habits and your attitude is about money. And that'll just kind of, give you a printout of where you are when it comes to money. So you can definitely go to those two websites, SavvyChicksRule.com, and then also the GetRichSavvyChick.com.
I think that's so important to be able to take a look at what your attitude is about money, because that really, some people aren't aware of it. They're telling themselves all this stuff in their heads, oh, I can't do it or whatever, and lo and behold, that's what their pocketbook is saying or their purse strings are saying as well. It's matching that. So, okay, so we have about a minute or so left. Give somebody a tip that they can walk away with, one or two tips today about how do they get started to change their mindset and be able to create financial prosperity.
Well, as far as a tip, some things that I like to do is to use affirmations. And an affirmation can be something as simple as, I have financial abundance every day. And by using these affirmations and seeing them and actually repeating them or reciting them to yourself throughout the day, it just alters your concept and beliefs about money. You can find affirmations online. Typically on my website, I try to have a couple of them and just print them out. One that I like to use is, I see power I have over my finances. You can just write that on a little note card and keep it in your purse. And I call your purse your pocketbook. I just like it just has a cute ring to it to me. But you can just write that down. I see the power I have over my finances. Write it down on a little card and keep it in your purse and just take it out and look at it. And then also having positive self-talk. Sometimes looking at the news and, about the economy and things of that nature, it's so negative. Just think about positive things. Try to, be around positive people. just things that you can kind of keep, you know, instead of the negative stuff, keep some positive things in your mind. And meditation is always good. A lot of people don't, you know, may not meditate or don't think that it has benefits, but it's excellent in helping you manage stress and clearing your mind. So just being able to meditate and learn the, you know, meditation techniques is a good thing to do as well.
And Lorraine, I support everything that you just said because I think meditation is wonderful. And you can meditate on having more prosperity in your lives.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's great. And folks, make sure that you go and take a look at this book and also take a look at that questionnaire, that quiz, to find out where you are, what your beliefs about money, because I think it's great. And thank you so much, Lorraine, for being such a wonderful guest and for giving us a lot of information so that we could move forward and change our financial beliefs, our financial mindset.
Thank you, Dr. White. I appreciate it. And everyone, please just take a step today. Take action. I'd like to encourage you to do that. No matter what it is, just make up your mind today and take some action.
Thank you. Have a blessed day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So we've been talking about how to really change your mindset about money and your finances. So as Lorraine said, think about that today. What is it that you're going to do? Take one step, as she said, to move forward in your life and to change that belief system, if it's a belief system about money or about being prosperous, that's holding you back from getting whatever it is you need. And I want to remind you that we're on again next week, and next week my guest is going to be Elizabeth Cookson, who's really going to talk about the healing power of forgiveness, and she's also written a wonderful book that I'm going to encourage you guys to look at. But this is a story that we all have had tragedy in our life. We've all have come from places. I'm sure if I were to poll people about what that tragedy or what that problem area was, and Elizabeth's going to really talk about something personal firsthand and how she emerged from that. And so I encourage all of you to be there. This is Dr. Joanne White, and go to my website, docwhite.org. Take a look at that new Joy ebook, because we all need joy, and joy is your birthright. And that ebook talks about your two joy centers that are inside of you. So I encourage you to do that. And think again about what you're doing today, your relationship to money, and change one belief system, maybe a little bit more, but think about a different affirmation, as Lorraine said, about changing a thought about money so that you can bring in more prosperity into your life. This is Dr. Joanne White, and have a blessed day, and thanks for being here with us.
Been listening to the Power Your Life radio show with your host and author, Dr. Joanne White. Listen often and spread the word about the upbeat show to grow your life in the direction you desire. Listen again and again by visiting divatoolbox.com and blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for sharing your day with us, and stay tuned for more exciting guests and events to come.